You are now tuned in to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. I'm your host, Felicia, wife, mom, and entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my mompreneur journey along with strategies that will help you build your online business operations in a sustainable way. The goal is to help you build a business that fits into your lifestyle as a mom who values putting family first. We will also hear the experiences and expertise of other moms with service-based businesses. You'll get a peek into our journeys so you'll know that you aren't alone. Motherhood gets hard. Entrepreneurship gets hard. But together, we can do hard things. Welcome to the Suite. Hey friend, welcome to another episode. Today I'm talking about how to plan maternity leave for yourself as someone who is self-employed, an entrepreneur, or a small business owner. So I am, at the time of this recording, just at being 4 months postpartum, and I am still technically on maternity leave. And I'll explain later on while I say technically. I have been working, it's been by choice. And sometimes when I just mention to people that I am on maternity leave, they're like, oh, good for you. And sometimes when you think about maternity leave, it's in the context of being employed and you're getting that time off from your employer and they're paying you for that time that you're out while you are, you know, getting to know and nurture your new child. But when you are an entrepreneur or you're self-employed, you are responsible for doing that and taking care of yourself financially during that time as well. So in this episode, I'm going to share a little bit about how I prepare for maternity leave for both of my children. I did it a little bit differently, same basic overall concepts, but it was just slightly different circumstances for each. And so I'll explain all of that. But just understand as I'm sharing this that maternity leave is going to look different for each person. And however you decide to do it or not do it, there is no shame in how you prepare or how you execute it, as long as it makes sense for you and your family. All right. So just to give you some context, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, I have a 2.5-year-old and I have a 4-month-old. And so when you are thinking about maternity leave, the first thing you want to really think about is how long you want to be on leave, right? You have to make this decision in order to plan properly. So do you want to be on leave for 3 months? Do you want to do 6 months? With my first child, so for baby number one, I was still single. Side note, my baby is like right outside of the closet where I'm recording. And so you guys may or may not hear him, but this is mom life, right? So with baby number one, I was still single. I'll tell that story another day, but we're married now. I was also a first-time mom, and so I really had no idea what was about to happen. So I gave myself 3 months because that's what seemed to be like the norm in traditional work setting. So I said, okay, I'm going to give myself 3 months of maternity leave. With baby number two, I was married, and my husband also had leave, so I had a little bit more support. I knew what to expect, but still every experience is very different. And so when I was planning for baby number two, I said I wanted to do at least 3 months, but I was flexible with it, right? So number one, make a decision about how long you want to be on leave. Number two, you want to decide your capacity. So do you want to do 100% no work during this time? Do you want to do light work? And this is going to really be based on your circumstances. What do your circumstances allow, right? You want to think through your worst case scenarios and then also your best case scenario. So if for you, best case is I don't want to do any work. I don't want to think about the business at all. That's best case. Then what's worst case, right? It's more so just mentally, if you have to be in that situation, it won't come as a surprise and throw you off. So worst case for you may be something like, I want to take 3 months off, but I really only can afford to do 1 month, right? Whatever the case may be. So when you're thinking through all of these steps that I'm going to share, think about your best case scenario, but also your worst case scenario. So for me, with child number one, again, because it was so new, I decided that I wanted to do no work during my maternity leave. I just wanted to get adjusted to being a mom and not think about the business at all. With child number two, I was flexible. I'm flexible right now. And like I mentioned, I said I'm technically still on leave. My flexibility would be based on how I felt. And so that looked like how I felt physically, yes, but also just in terms of inspiration. Was I inspired to work? Right? I enjoy what I do, so it isn't anything that drains me. And so I'm flexible in when I work because it's not a draining situation for me. So it all kind of depended on how I felt when I would do work and the type of work that I would do. So right now, in my fourth month of postpartum, what it has looked like for me is that the first month I did no work at all. And I had planned ahead, and I'll share how you can plan ahead and do all those things later. So I did no work in the first month. And over the past 4 months, I have had 3 private clients reach out to me. They all reached out to me. So I was not promoting that I was taking clients for anything. These people had reached out to me. One is an ongoing system set up in consulting. One of my friends asked me to update some stuff on her website. I had done her website before, so I had to do that. And then another one was a short-term email automation project. And again, these are all people that I knew that I've worked with before. And so it wasn't like a new situation, a new client where we had to do all this onboarding and stuff, go through a formal process. Again, I did not promote that I was accepting any new clients. I also still produce the podcast. Obviously, you guys are listening to it. And I still show up on social in spurts. There's nothing planned for my social media right now. And then behind the scenes, what I'm doing is kind of thinking through my offers and updating the website and systems and things like that. So that's what I am doing right now. So it may sound like I'm really not on maternity leave, but I am doing things behind the scenes and not really taking on any new or like promoting that I'm taking clients. Okay, I had to go move the baby because he was distracting me. I don't think y'all could hear him, but he was distracting me. But I'm back. So next, we talked about making the decision about how long you want to be on maternity leave. We talked about your capacity, right? So how much work do you want to or not want to do during your maternity leave? Next, you want to look at your finances. When it comes to your finances, you are going to need to know the exact amount of your expenses for each month. So you should have an itemized budget. If you're in business, you really should already have this, but if for some reason you haven't done it yet, you're definitely going to need it if you're planning for maternity leave or if you're going to plan for maternity leave at some point in the future. So you want to have an itemized budget of basically all of your expenses for the month so you can know how much money you need to cover during your maternity leave, right? So I'll give you an example. Let's just say each month, I'll use an easy example. Each month you need to bring in $10,000 per month. So if you're going on maternity leave for 3 months, that means you need to have $30,000 for your maternity leave to cover your expenses. Your expenses would literally be all the things that are needed to operate your business, what you're paying yourself, what you're paying employees or contractors, all the tools, any memberships, like all of your expenses, right? So let's say you're at $30,000 for a 3 month maternity leave. And let's just say that you give yourself 6 months to save. So that $30,000 divided by the 6 months would mean that you need an additional $5,000 per month. You need to save that in order to be good and covered for your maternity leave. So you don't have to do that work during that time. So while you are doing this, you need to think about what you can do to get that extra money while you're still actually working. Do you need to raise your rates? Do you need to have different offers or more offers? Are you going to use your personal savings? And then you also want to consider if you have passive income already in your business, this can be something that can supplement your business / personal savings while you are on maternity leave, right? So you want to think through those things when it comes to your finances. That's kind of what it would look like at a high level. For me, with child number one, when I was doing maternity leave, what I did was I increased my retainer rates to pretty much come up with my savings. I increased my rate for retainer clients that I had at the time, which was fine because I was honestly undercharging anyway. And then for child number two, I used a mix of business and personal savings. And as I mentioned, I am doing some light work during this quote unquote designated maternity leave time. So now, next, moving on, you want to think through your responsibilities. So what are all of the things that you're responsible for in your business on a daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly basis? And this is everything, right? High level and down to the smallest detail. Because if you're out on maternity leave, either somebody else is going to have to handle it or it's just not going to get done. So you need to know the tasks that need to be done in order for your business to be operable, however you want that to look, right? If you don't want your business to be operable during your maternity leave, you know, that's cool too. But in general, you should just know what you're responsible for on a daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly basis, and just determine what still needs to actually function while you're on maternity leave. So maybe you still want to do client work, but you don't want to show up on social media, or you don't need to show up on social media. Maybe you don't do client work and you just want your podcast, if you have one, to still get produced. So think about those areas. So for me, it was client work, social media, and podcasting that still I wanted to, not client work for me. I ended up doing client work, but it was not something that I was planning to delegate to somebody else. So for me, it was really just social media and podcasting. So look at the different areas in your business and determine what still needs to function while you're out on maternity leave. And then based on what you want to keep operable, you want to delegate and you want to batch. Okay. And so I'm going to break these two things down. In terms of delegation, there's kind of two ways that you can do this. You can delegate to a tool using automation, or you can delegate to a person through outsourcing. Okay. Now, if you are doing automation, the things that you can kind of delegate to the tool are your lead magnet delivery, your prospect inquiries, your nurture sequences, those types of things. If you're outsourcing a task to a person, this can be lots of things. I have a previous episode, I'll link it in the show description, where I talk about some tasks that you can delegate if you're a busy mompreneur. So I'll link that in the show description. If you are delegating to a person, you need to have some level of documented SOPs, right? Standard operating procedures. This is outlining what your process is and the standard for how things are getting done in your business. So if you're handing something off to somebody else, they need to know how to do it and they need to know at what standard to do it. Okay? So that's the delegation piece. You can delegate through automation or through outsourcing. And then batching. I say batching when it comes to creating content. And so this is creating content pretty much in bulk. Let's just say, not in the case of maternity leave, but you can designate like a 2-hour time where you're just going to create content for the next 2 weeks, or you're going to create content for the month. For me, I batch record my podcast episodes, right? It's really the concept of creating a batch of content at one time and then scheduling it to go out in spurts. So for me, I did this for my maternity leave for my second child. I batch recorded episodes for the podcast for 6 weeks. So I was not every week recording podcast episodes while I was, you know, when I had just given birth. I had previously recorded all of those episodes and then scheduled them to go out along with my emails. You can also do this for your social media as well. Okay. That way you can still kind of be present on your platforms, on social media, or wherever you desire without actually being present in real time, right? You still have a presence, but you're not actively doing it in real time. So that is figuring out what you're responsible for and deciding what you want to delegate either through automation or outsourcing, and then batching and scheduling out these things to go out while you're actually on maternity leave. And then finally, the last thing that you want to do is you want to make sure that you are communicating with your existing clients and then your audience as well, just to let them know, like, hey, I'm pregnant and I'm going to be on maternity leave. And you can also let them know what to expect, let them know that there'll be less access to you, or that you really won't be showing up on social media, or that someone else is going to take over the communication with them or handling their deliverables. Whatever it looks like for you and your business, you want to make sure that you communicate. You just don't want to, you know, ghost anybody. So communicate, let them know what's happening, what's going on, and what they can expect during the time that you are on maternity leave. So really quick, just to recap, you want to think about how long you want to be on maternity leave, your capacity, basically how much work you want to do. You want to look at your finances and determine how much money you need to have saved to cover your expenses during maternity leave. And you want to look at your responsibilities. So what do you want to keep operable? And then based on what you want to keep operable, delegate and batch those tasks out. And finally, communicate with your clients and audience about your maternity leave. So I hope that this was helpful. You know, for me, when I was in my previous maternity leave and this one as well, the thing that really helped me to still be able to function and just be organized and not have extra things to worry about was systems. It was having things documented, things mapped out with a process, having things automated. And then I have communicated with my audience, primarily the email list, and I've mentioned it here and there on social media, but people know I'm on maternity leave, so there's not like this expectation for me to be showing up in a very robust way. Outside of the system spring refresh, I have not taken on any new clients for private one-on-one work. So we'll see what that looks like in the next coming weeks and months. But if you are going on maternity leave, I would love to hear from you. Let me know how you're planning, or if any of this was helpful for you. Shoot me a message over on Instagram and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, can you do us a favor? Leave a review on iTunes and share with other moms in business like you. Help us spread our message and empower others who are at this intersection of motherhood and entrepreneurship.